All right, next station we're going to do together is going to be here we go. It's King, last name K-I-N-G, first name Chandra, C-H-A-N-D-R-A. And here's her story. Ms. King is a Let's see. 51-year-old woman with history of quadriplegia, recent hospitalization due to COVID-19, respiratory failure, pneumonia, status post PEC tube placement, secondary to decreased intake, severe weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Secretion issues and pain issues. Patient also reports an 8 out of 10 pain. Requires MS Cotton and Norcord to control her pain, period. Patients suffers from muscular dystrophy, quadriplegia, chronic pain syndrome, hypertension, chronic pulmonary edema, low back pain, insomnia, fibromyalgia, dysphagia. Patient is total and complete ADL dependent. Patient is a bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent, severe spinal muscular dystrophy, DJD of spine, dysphagia, tachycardia, protein, calorie, malnutrition, as well as anemia, period. During the hospitalization with COVID-19, patient demonstrated minimal appetite, hence the reason for the PEC placement, required increased pain medication. Increased doses of scopolamine to control her secretions, period. Patient continues to have shortness of breath because of chronic congestive heart failure. And pedal edema related to both heart failure and protein, calorie, malnutrition, which results in interstitial edema. Period. Has a KPS score of 40%. FAST score of 7C, which describes patient's loss of ambulatory ability and the fact that she's bedbound, period. Patient at times is alerted to person or place, but this has also changed, has worsened since admission to the hospital with with a COVID-19 infection. Patient is found to be short of breath at all times, which worsens with any type of exertion, even though it's in bed. Patient's swallowing ability is not expected to improve, given her severe muscular dystrophy as well as other associated comorbidities. Other comorbidities, by the way, includes contracture of the right hand, contracture of the left hand, spondylosis, insomnia, depression, bed confinement, and gastrostomy tube placement. Given recent hospitalization, worsening condition, long-standing history of muscular dystrophy and quadriplegia, other comorbidities, including severe anemia, protein calorie malnutrition, and recent PEG placement, patient is at high risk of aspiration, and also a very good candidate for hospice, which is needed to control her pain and allow her to stay at home. Where she resides with other family members with the help of hospice. Patient is hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.